Sarah McLeod.
Where are you from?
I am from East Lothian, Preston Pans.
Oh, you're for the Pans, are you?
I am, yes.
What are you doing here at East House's Miners Welfare Club tonight?
This evening we are helping with Pennycook Boxing Club with Bobby Collins. He has asked us to come along this evening, participate, dance in the ring to help out all the lovely boxers to make sure everyone's having a good time.
You're not in the ring to box?
Oh, not this evening, no. We're in to look good. Hopefully help all the boxers out.
I'm quite sure with the crowd that's there tonight that you'll have turned a few eyes tonight.
Oh, definitely. I think the girls, especially with what they're wearing, I'm sure I'd be surprised if they didn't leave with a couple of phone numbers.
I'll be asking for them later on. Do you go along to many boxing events and dance and escort the boxers to the rings?
This is actually our first boxing match that we have participated within. We normally do, we did do the last one a couple of weeks ago, but this is the first time we've actually been asked to participate in the boxing. We normally do football clubs, rugby clubs, we do different events via the Fringe, Christmas events, and just all round weddings, lots of different events and entertainment.
What sort of music do you like?
Oh, we like a bit of everything, don't we? We like a bit of rock. We can make anything, a dance out of any kind of music.
You can dance to anything?
Anything.
Surely not.
Oh, we can. You'd be surprised.
When you say dancing, yes. Do you practice dance moves together, synchronised or what?
We rehearse once a week on a Tuesday evening, and we have a team of 20. Girls are picked for each gig. What we do is each week we rehearse different moves, may it be some stretching, which is maybe working on our splits, flexibility, or even there's weeks that we do stunting where we're throwing girls up in the air, tossing them and catching them, etc. Our weeks consist of being extremely busy, and our team are very, very hard working, and I'm very, very lucky to have a team of very, very dedicated ladies.
You sure you're not a stunt team?
We can be a stunt team, but only for cheer. Only a cheer stunt team.
What's the name of it?
We are Fierce Pro Dancers.
Fierce? Why Fierce?
Because we are fierce.
How long has the Fierce dance group been going on?
Fierce has been going on for about 6 years now. I have just recently took it over as the company manager, along with my trusty fellow Monique here. Monique helps me in many different ways. Monique helps me with a lot with social media. She helps me as part of being a dance captain in our team, making sure the girls are all tip-top and hip-hop for the upcoming events that we have.
Fantastic. Let's have a wee word with Monique.
Hello.
Where are you from?
I'm from West Lothian, Falthouse.
Why dancing? Why no football or being a model?
I was going to say you look prettier than doing football, but it's just fun. It keeps you fit, keeps me motivated, keeps me a bit skinny. I just love it.
I know, and I think everyone else loves it as well when you walk into the ring or when you're taking the boxers down, you know. What buzz do you get out of it?
Oh, it's a huge buzz, especially tonight. Everybody's in good spirit and everybody's cheering and singing along, and it's just amazing. Amazing feeling.
Has this been your first boxing event that you've taken part in?
Yes, it is. I've been to many boxing events to watch, and this is my first one that I get to finally be a ring girl.
And you don't see any boxing going on?
Yes. And I don't participate.
Where do you train about?
We train in Ainslie Park currently, but if you keep followers on social media, Fierce Pro Dancers, we're on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and then we'll keep you updated because we're just ready to move location.
Ready to move at any time? Yes. Like an emergency team.
Yes, exactly. So hopefully after summer holidays, we're getting a new location.
If you had the choice to go anywhere, to dance for anyone, who would it be?
Beyonce, 110%.
Why?
Because she is fabulous and fierce.
Have you met her before?
Not met her, but I have seen her live.
What about you?
I would actually like to dance for the Dubai Sevens, which is a rugby team. I've always wanted to. I've watched the Dallas Cowgirls and Cowboy Cheerleaders and things like that, and they have danced for the Dallas Cowboys. Dubai Sevens. It's really random, but they're a rugby team. They are huge, and you just see all these cheerleaders dancing with them, and it would be my thing. It would be my love not to dance for any singers, but Dubai Sevens, I'd love to go over there and get a wee cheeky holiday of it as well.
What's the future for your team?
The future for us is we actually have a couple of little surprises /events coming up within this upcoming year. Hopefully it's just to get bigger and bigger each year. We're getting so many different followers on Facebook. We're getting people stopping us. I've had somebody stop me in the street because they've seen a picture of me on social media. Our picture was in the paper not that long ago as well. And it's just, it's amazing. It's lovely. Again, it's just all community based. It's amazing. It's lovely. We're not doing it for the fame. We're doing it for the fun.
How far would you travel?
We've travelled quite far. We have. We've travelled past Glasgow. We're possibly going to be travelling down to Newcastle. So, I mean, we would travel. We are prepared to travel. Last year, we were going to travel down to London. We're prepared to travel quite far for gigs.
You dance. What do you do other than dancing?
I'm a nurse, a paediatric nurse.
What about you?
I'm a full-time dance teacher.
Where about?
I work for a company called Step It Up Dance, but I'm also a dance teacher in a high school.
Which high school?
Broughton.
Someone like you, going to events like this, great to be a teacher because you're actually carrying out dance work for the community. Mm-hmm. It's not just the case that I can dance, look at me, follow my steps. You're out there in the community, aren't you?
Yes, it's amazing. It's lovely. And of course, with that community as well, like I said before, people are coming to you and they're wanting your picture. And it's lovely because you're building friendships as well. And it's just so nice. And it's good for the girls as well to be able to not just come training every week and me being a dance teacher, but it's all just about being fun. It's great, we love it. We love it, don't we? It's amazing.
Before the events, do you get the girls to line up and say, right, I think you need your hair done a bit, makeup on or what?
We do have a little check code, don't we? Making sure that our lipstick's on, our makeup's ready, we're not showing any bits of our underwear or anything like that. So we do have a check code. And then we always, always do our handspring in the middle. We also go 1, 2, 3, team fierce, and I'll put our hands in the middle, and it just gives that little bit of oomph of motivation to get the gig going.
Boxers are in that room right now warming up for the fights that are still to come up. Do you do a warm up?
Oh yes. We have to do stretching, and we need to keep very fit. We have a strict regime that we're all quite fit. We all go to the gym. We all have to keep in shape.
Final word.
We have auditions coming up if anybody is interested in joining our team. Our tryouts will be taking place. The venue is still to be continued, but please, if you keep a look on our social media, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter, it will be announced. They are coming up in September, so please, please do call us on 075-6831-3097, or you can get us on fierceprodancers@gmail.co.uk.
Age group.
We take from 16 upwards. So within our team, we have dancers as young as 17 and me being the oldest, nearly 27. So it's a big age range.
It certainly is, and good luck with your recruitment.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.